Peter, there was just a moment there where from you seemed to be back in contention, and then obviously Heat 13 itself was contentious. But what did you think overall of the team?
Not enough race winners, that's the bottom line, you know, and got people in this team who should be doing far better than they are. And until they do, you know, then the results are always going to be like this, I'm afraid.
There was just a point where Rory had won the two heats in succession in 11 and 12, and he looked a bit sore with what happened when he was disqualified from 13.
Doyle conned him onto the tapes, you know. I mean, it's an age-old trick, and very easy for riders to fall for it, you know, and he did. I mean, it was a big ask, asking him to do three on the trot around a track this kind of size, but he was up for it and we had the momentum then. But, you know, that exclusion came along and that more or less ended the challenge, I think.
We are just about, well, just going to about the halfway stage of your season. As you say, form has been patchy for a couple of riders, particularly the ones who made a late start to the season for whatever reason. It's difficult to make changes, but is it something you would consider at this stage?
Well, that's all very well talking about changes, but I mean, there's, you know, as I've said many times before, there aren't riders sitting on trees waiting to be plucked, you know, out of thin air. So the responsibility is with the team that we've got. You know, they've got to step up to the plate and realise that we've got six away matches to go. We've got to go everywhere again once. And that second half of the campaign has got to be a damn sight better than the first half, obviously. Which I expect it will be, you know, because the riders are hurting tonight. We came here looking for a win, you know. But as I say, when your best, you know, riders are barely out of single figures, then it's difficult.
Just one word, Luke Becker continues to encourage as he comes. I know he's learning all the tracks, but he looks to be learning quickly.
Yeah, he's an absolute diamond, Luke. I mean, he's got a great future ahead of him. But, you know, the way he rides just makes everything a bit more frustrating for me, because everybody's looking for a reserve like him. And with, you know, him in the team performing the way he is and he has done, then we should be winning. So it's not him, it's people higher up the team, you know, who are letting us down.
Just very finally, obviously no more slip-ups can be afforded at home, and even with Peterborough, with their situation at the minute, still be complacent ahead of Monday.
No, they've put together, you know, they've got some absences, obviously, with various injuries that they're coping with, but they're putting a very attractive team together on Monday, and I think that's going to be another meeting by the looks of it, you know, that could go down to the wire.